Hi, this is Evan the Holy Fear, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evan the Holy Fear.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
From what I understand, well, first and foremost, good afternoon, everybody. It is the 26th of whatever month this is, September, I believe. Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Got pushed out of doing it from the MGM Grand Garden Arena, where we broadcasted last night from. But somebody by the name of Katy Perry taking over the Grand Garden Arena, all the media rooms, all the conference rooms. So I'm doing it from a underground bunker, and there are plenty of those here in Las Vegas, as I'm out here to cover and get ready for what will be, I'm anticipating, a pretty good, pretty cool, a lot of great fights at UFC 178. So we'll get to that later on in the program. Got a couple guests coming on. I'll promo them in a second. But first and foremost, Derek Jeter, his last game at Yankee Stadium for the second time, because when the old Yankee Stadium got turned down, whatever, they made a great big deal out of it. Well, this is his last time, his last game, and went out in perfect style. Walk-off base hit, I believe it went to the right side out in right field. The only way a superstar should go out. And I know a lot of people are thinking, it's the New York Yankees, it's Derek Jeter, it's the evil empire. We hate, we hate, we hate. And that's okay to hate. But Derek Jeter is one of those guys that, whether you like him or not, later on in your life, you will somehow mention him. As you're talking to your grandchildren, as you're talking, if you're fortunate enough, your great-grandchildren, Derek Jeter's name will come up. From what we know, and that's all you can go by, he did everything the right way. Never in the media, never did get in trouble, never did the steroid era. All you ever saw was him going out and playing every day, giving 100%. I hate that 110%, 150%, because there's no such thing. All you can give is 100%, and Derek Jeter did just that every single time he stepped foot, not only on the baseball field, but in his Turn 2 Foundation, which I believe is run out of Tampa. I know that his golf tournament is at Avila. And everything he did. And I enjoyed watching him. I enjoyed covering him. And I think everybody should watch what's going to happen, especially everybody in the Tampa Bay area. I know that we're streamed on a few other networks, Vets on Media, Knockout Radio, working on two other networks, one in Sweden, one in Japan. But people in the Tampa Bay area who I believe have never gotten it right. When you have a guy, and it still burns me and it still bothers me, like Carl Crawford, when he came back and he got booed and all that kind of stuff. You have to do everything the right way. I was so impressed. I went to a game at Fenway many years ago. I don't remember the player. It's not a big deal. A decent player, not a superstar, but a decent player, left the Boston Red Sox after they won the World Series, went out to one of the West Coast teams. I happened to be at that game when his first return to Fenway Park, and the Fenway faithfuls gave him a standing ovation for the first pitch. Then once that first pitch is over, then he's now an enemy. I'm okay with that. They did not do that properly, in my opinion, when Carl Crawford returned for his first at-bat, his first time back to the Trop. Let's wait and see how Fenway Park, how the Boston Red Sox fans, and again, we all know, well-documented, Red Sox, Yankees, a lot bigger hatred than any of the rivalries that the Tampa Bay Rays have. And they have them with the Yankees, and they have them with the Red Sox, or the rivalries that the Buccaneers have with the Panthers, with the Falcons, and with the Saints, because it's all division. Watch what, and now watch, this will blow up in my face and I'll be wrong, but I don't anticipate that. I anticipate quite the ovation when Derek Jeter takes the plate, goes to the plate, goes out to shortstop for the first inning. And it wouldn't surprise me if they continue it. But I think they will be a class act for his first at-bat and then what will be his last at-bat, which will be Sunday. And how ironic that the New York Yankee captain, one of the all-time greats, and, you know, we can argue where on the list Derek Jeter would fall in. I obviously wouldn't put him one. I wouldn't put him two. But top five? I think he's definitely top seven, top eight. You know, I don't think he's going to surpass Babe Ruth. He's not going to surpass Mickey Mantle. But some people may put him three. Some people put him five, six. So he's somewhere in that area. And it's an end of an era. All things move on. Let's see how that plays out. But I'll find a TV tonight in Las Vegas. I'll find one before I fly back on Sunday. And I will catch a little bit of Derek Jeter's final series, his final at-bat, and again, how ironic, against the New York Yankees. So that's one news. Coming up on the program, Jim Fitzpatrick will be on in about 10 minutes or so. Jim Fitzpatrick from the Tampa Bay area, grew up in the Tampa Bay area, Pinellas County, I believe, was a Tampa Bay Bandit. I'm sure a lot of our listening audience has no clue who the Tampa Bay Bandits even were, but played on that team, USFL days. Was also Tarzan at Busch Gardens, has done quite a bit of acting, and as well as acting and producing, he has just started a brand new company, and we will talk to him about that. It's around sports caps, hats. Some people call them hats, some people call them caps. So we will talk to him about that. We may even give a couple away, may give one away, may give none away, but we will be giving some away Monday night out at the Press Box Sports Emporium with the return of number 97, Akeem Spence. And it's been quite some time. 91, or formerly known as 91, will be in the building. Styles G. White is going to come out, so we're going to have a great time. If you missed this Monday, I always say, and it's in the promo, we say it all the time, and it's not just lip service, prizes, surprises, and celebrity guests at many shows. You'll get one of those three in every show. Well, this Monday, the Jonathan Casillas show, which is called the JCPOV show, Jonathan has brought out two guests so far. Week one was Mason Foster. This week, arguably, he's definitely one of the top two players on your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Arguably one, some say two, but definitely top two, as Lavonte David stopped by. I was there for about 40 minutes. Had a great time with them. And they talked about what happened last week in Atlanta. And when Lovie Smith came into the locker room and started to talk and give his speech, and Lavonte kind of jumped in and took kind of a little bit of control. And he wouldn't go into a lot of details, and neither would Jonathan, on exactly what Lavonte David said. But he kind of, you know, made a speech, which Lavonte's, and I'm not comparing him on the field, I'm just saying, kind of like the Derrick Brooks-ish, where Derrick Brooks, you know, leads by example. Derrick Brooks wasn't a big, as far as we know in the media, a very big rah-rah, follow me, let me talk. He would do all of his talking on the field, and that's what all of the players have said about Lavonte David. Well, Lavonte David kind of took the bull by the horn, gave a little speech, gave a little motivation. Let's see if and what that can do on Sunday. This is going to be an extremely tough 3 weeks. You have the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. You have the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans next week. And then you come home against the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore, obviously, with their problems. And people have always said, when you have situations, and, you know, the first one that comes to mind is the Brett Favre, you know, with the passing, I think it was, of his dad, how he played better. Well, when you have so much going on in your world, in your surroundings, when you get on the field, when you get on the court, when you get to do what you do, sometimes it's weird. Just you let it all out. The Baltimore Ravens are going to be a scary team. And you saw what happened when the Ray Rice thing first happened and they went out and got a victory. So for people that thought because of the Ray Rice deal, because of that situation, that that's going to be a gimme, A, not because of the Baltimore Ravens, and B, not because of the Tampa Bay Bucks. And for all of you people that were screaming for Glennon at the very beginning, you're not a McCown guy. Whether you are or whether you're not, you got what you wanted. Now, I don't want to hear any of those people. Now, nobody's going to say, I was for Glennon, now I'm not. But I don't want to hear anybody that bitched from day one that Glennon should have been, could have been, and was. And now that he is, now you're going to start dumping on him. Everybody loves the backup. Now Glennon is back where he was last year. He did a decent, not great, decent, you know, as a rookie. Let's see what he does. More importantly, let's see what the offensive line does. It all comes down to that. I think everything else, the pieces could be, and I know what you're saying, but that defense didn't even show up in Atlanta. I'm a firm believer, I'll be proven wrong on Sunday, I'm a proven believer that when what happened last Thursday happens, and Jonathan Casillas said this on Monday, you go home, you go into the locker room, you do a lot of soul searching, because it all, and he didn't say this, I'm saying this, it's all about yourself and your pride. Yeah, you play for your teammates. And he did say you play for the fans and your teammates. But let's be honest, you're also playing for yourself. And deep, deep, deep down, and very few people will admit this in the order, I'm going to say the importer in the order of importance is you play for yourself first. Yes, it's a team. But if you don't go out and play, if you don't go out and produce, if you don't go out and get the things done that you need to get done, you're not going to be here long. So you play for your team first. I mean, you play for yourself first. Then you play for your team, your brothers, the brothers in the linebacker room, in the D-line room, you know, whatever. And you play for the fans. And you play for the pride of the city. And, you know, you can ramble off all that stuff. But you got to look in a mirror and say, I did this or I didn't do that. And let's see how much soul searching really happened this entire week. A couple extra days, Lovie gave him the weekend off to go find themselves, to go do whatever, which I think was it will be a good thing no matter what happens. We have complained as fans, as media, as players, when you get that bye week, week four, it's too early. You want it week seven. You want it, you know, week eight, when you're further along and beat up. Well, this weekend kind of was like a bye week. With them playing on Thursday, I'm pretty sure they did nothing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, very little on Monday, and then they're off on Tuesday. So it's kind of like a bye week. You never, ever want to lose. You never, ever want to lose like you did against the Atlanta Falcons. But let's see how they do rebound. And it won't surprise me. Well, they couldn't play worse. I was going to say if they're going to be more competitive, they certainly can't be worse. So back to the original statement. Jim Fitzpatrick will be on here momentarily after the break. Then Chris Jensen, known throughout the Tampa Bay area as Big Boy, is a fight promoter, is a fighter, runs the gym over there on Kennedy, Tiger's World, which I have started to go out to and enjoy going out there until I pull up into the driveway. So we'll talk to Chris Big Boy probably about 35 after. We'll have some tickets to give away to his event. And I think we're going to give away the first pair, whether you text it, whether you Facebook it, whether you pick up the phone, 866-TAN-1340, you're welcome to do that as well. I'm going to make the first question very easy. This fight that will be sometime next month, and Chris will let us know here momentarily, is in Crystal River. The first person that Facebooks it, and I'm on my Facebook page, that texts it, that smoke screens it, as long as I see it, the first person that I see that tells me where in the hell Crystal River is, I'll give a pair of tickets to. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. Check them out. We're also going to give away some Wicked Good Cupcakes. We gave some away last night. I think we should do some of that as well. So a whole lot coming up when we return. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get... rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Buccaneer Beads Incorporated specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla and Mardi Gras parade beads and party needs in Tampa. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discount and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by at 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
We are back. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, UFC 178 tomorrow night. I'm telling you, this card is worth watching. This card is worth purchasing. This card is worth getting in your car and driving to the Press Box Sports Emporium on South El Mabry and catching it. This was originally scheduled for the very big John Jones versus Daniel Cormier fight. And I'm sure you know, because I've talked about it, when the little scuffle went down at the MGM and both guys got fined, they went before the Nevada State Athletic Commission, I believe it was last week. John Jones has paid severely for his actions. He didn't get suspended. They have to do X amount of community hours here in the Las Vegas, Nevada area. But more importantly, he lost the Nike contract, which is a big deal. this has been talked about on ESPN. This has been talked about on some of the bigger networks, which is a shame that it takes something like this for the media to kind of respond and talk about mixed martial arts. But I saw it on the Four Letter Network where they were talking about the double standards. They dropped John Jones like a hot potato, yet they stuck with and sticking with Hope Solo. Hope Solo from the women's USA Olympic national soccer team has had a few little incidents. I guess recently had one with, it was either a sister or sister-in-law or something like that. But she also had one, at least one that we know of, with her now husband, former Buccaneer, Jeremy Stevens. So, double standards? Yes. But it cost John Jones a lot of money, a lot of exposure, as Nike had him on boards. I was somewhere, I was in the Bahamas, walking around the Bahamas, and there's a Nike, I don't even know what to call it, banner of about five or six different Nike athletes, and John Jones is one of those six athletes. So I know he's playing it off like it's not a big deal, like we all do when we do and or say something extremely stupid, but he is suffering, and he is going to continue to suffer for that. But got injured, was taken off the card, and they flip-flopped Demetrius Johnson, who was supposed to be on a different card, who is now your main event. And here's how stacked this card is. I'm not a homer. If it wasn't, I would say it's not. But this card is so stacked that there was about four people interviewing Demetrius Johnson yesterday at the media open call. I believe there was one, and I took a picture when there was absolutely nobody around Chris Cresilio. I'm sure I butchered that, just like I butchered last night Jessica Penny's name. Not a single soul interviewing the challenger for the flyweight title, who I believe is one of the largest underdogs. And he's ranked five. No, I'm sorry, he's ranked eight. So top 10 fighter, one of the largest underdogs in the history of the UFC. Main event, and very overshadowed. Most people don't even care about that main event, and it's a shame. But it's not so much because it's the main event. Part of it is the flyweight division never gets the credit, never gets the accolades that they deserve. But when you look at the rest of the card, and I'll work from the top and work my way back, the co-main event, you're number five ranked on the official UFC rankings. I have them ranked higher on my rankings, and I'm part of, and honored to be so, part of the media that does rank for the UFC website, UFC.com. Donald Cerrone, 24-6, a stud, a superstar, sponsored by Budweiser, involved with one of the net car drivers. So high up the food chain, Eddie Alvarez, who is ranked 14th, and that's a joke to rank him 14th. I think you have to rank or not rank Eddie Alvarez. Either you don't rank him, or you rank him where he really belongs. If Eddie Alvarez wins this fight, he'll shoot up to probably three, because he is, and I have said this for a long time, he was, and probably still is, the highest ranking, the best MMA fighter that was not in the UFC. Arguable, I understand that, but I will give you the opportunity to fight that. I think Eddie Alvarez, up until now, because he's now in the UFC, the best non-UFC fighter in the world. Was a former Bellator champ, but be it as it may, that's Bellator, and I understand that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that matchup. That's the co-main event, Donald Cerrone versus Eddie Alvarez. The next great coming fighter, Conor McGregor, we'll talk about that. We'll run down the entire UFC card shortly. On the line with us right now, and I mentioned it at the start of the show, it's been quite a while since I've had the opportunity to talk to my good friend Jim Fitzpatrick. So let's welcome to the program. Jim, how are you?
He dropped off.
I guess he didn't like that intro.
He dropped off. Hang on.
All right. I gave him all the accolades he deserves. He's a superstar, and he's one of our own, Tampa Bay Jim Fitzpatrick. So we'll get him back momentarily. He's probably in the middle of doing something important. I think he said that he was getting ready to head out of town to do some filming. So Jim Fitzpatrick, we'll get back momentarily. Chris Big Boy will be on here momentarily as well. And we'll see what's going on in both of their lives. But until then, we'll get back to the reason I'm out here in Las Vegas. All right. We won't get back to why I'm out here in Las Vegas. We'll welcome back to the program, like I said, my good friend. It's been a while since I've talked to him, Jim Fitzpatrick. Jim,
hey,
how
brother.
Are you?
How's Vegas treating you?
You know, Vegas is always cool, but I've come out here so much, I can't wait to get home.
I hear you, man. Well, you got a beautiful family waiting for you here, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to get home. A great fight tomorrow night, UFC 178. But I know you're doing tons of things. I know that you've got some productions coming up and the brand-new website's getting ready to open up. So let's talk about either one or both.
You got it. That sounds good. You start off. What do you want to know about?
What are you up to? What are you up to filming-wise? Were you in Dolphin Tale 2?
I was not. I was working on another project in Louisiana that'll be out probably next spring called The Undetectables. But what I've got in production right now is two of my favorite projects. A Fonder Heart, which I've been working on, the one that originally had Burt Reynolds in it that went down under when the BP oil spill happened. And Soulmates, which is, you know, it's a lot like Ghost. People equate it to Ghost. Probably my most optioned script in Los Angeles. All the studios had it, Warner Brothers, Paramount, 20th Century Fox, they all had it. And they're both in pre-production, which is, I just can't even tell you how fortunate I am to have those going in this
talk to us about the process of, you know, you sitting down with your team from day one and an idea, and how do you take that one idea and develop it into a script, into a movie?
Well, both projects are based on experiences, real experiences. First of all, Fonder Heart is about my best friend, Joey Boone, that died when we were 15 years old of bone cancer when we were over at Seminole High School together. And so that's based on a true story. It's real people saying real things, and it all took place on Clearwater Beach and here in Seminole at the, you know, in our small town here back in the early 70s, 74. And Soulmates is based on a dream that I had in the middle of the night that just blew me away. It's one of those out-of-body experiences that you swear was real, you know, visceral. You could the whole nine yards. So I got up and started writing it that morning. And both projects are in pre-production now, and I can't tell you how thrilled I am, Randy.
How long does it take to, you know, you, in this particular one, it was a dream. You get up, it's awesome. You put your pen to paper, and then, again, lengthwise, because I want people to understand, these movies don't take 2 weeks to write. This takes long time, this process.
Yeah, I'll put it to you this way. When I wrote A Fonder Heart, that took me approximately two and a half months every day, 12 to 15 hours a day. And it's been optioned and rewritten. I actually had Warren Beatty attached to it one time, so I used to go to Warren Beatty's house and do rewrites with him. And then after his two-and-a-half-year option ran out because he got involved with Madonna to do Dick Tracy, I optioned it with 20th Century Fox. And then I got involved with Burt Reynolds, you know, because he was the owner of the Bandits that I played for. And I used to go down to Jupiter and rewrite the script with Burt. And when the BP oil spill happened, which was, we were just getting ready to shoot. We were 4 weeks out from shooting the movie. And it's been through, I can tell you, it's approximately been through 21 cover-to-cover rewrites with three different stars. So it's a lot of work. But my belief is if you're willing to have patience and work for it, no matter what it is, you'll get it. You'll attain it. So, you know, show business is a lot different than, obviously, than any kind of sport. But football, I mean, you know, it gave me the discipline to stay on it, stay after it, and not give up.
Let's go back to that. And so many things that we can talk to you about, but let's go back in the early life of Jim Fitzpatrick, whatever that show is where, you know, the people come out. And I remember Jim when he was eight. Talk to us about that, those days back with the Tampa Bay Bandits.
Oh, you know what? They were the best days of my life in sports. I mean, Steve Spurrier, you know, what can you say about the guy? He's a genius, and he was inspirational, and, you know, he won the Heisman Trophy, so he knew what it take to win games, and the guy is a motivator, and he's a brilliant mind, and being a wide receiver, I loved playing in his offense. We got to catch 100 balls a day. You know, I didn't catch that money in the game because I was playing behind E.T., so, you know, he started, he caught most of the balls, but I got to do mop-up, and I had fun, but it was the most enjoyable time of my life because playing in Tampa Stadium in my hometown, being That's from Seminole, you know, I just loved it. All my friends and family were able to come over and watch me play, and it was a thrill, man, because Washington Federals had my rights. when I was with the Baltimore Colts, and my agent got the, you know, Washington Federals to swap rights with me so I could play at home.
Well, and I was going to ask that. You know, we talk to athletes all the time what it's like to play at home. It's good and bad, because I'm sure everybody that went to Seminole High would call for tickets.
Well, you know, strangely enough, most of them didn't. And I was actually, I only had a couple close friends, you know, threaten me with they were going to exile me if I didn't send them tickets. But, you know, the fun thing was having, when I was in high school, Randy, I wasn't the greatest athlete. I was a consistent, hardworking athlete that did pretty good. I didn't do great. And I didn't have a lot of offers. I had like four or five offers. But my high school coaches told me I'd never play college football. When I got to college, my college coaches told me I'd never play pro football. 5 years after pro, you know, ball, I called them all and I said, hey, why don't you come over and watch a ball game? So it was kind of fun. You know, it was in a positive way. I never let anybody put me down. I used it as fodder for inspiration to work harder and focus more and be more disciplined, you know?
Sure. And is that the same thing that happened in your acting, you know, life? People
no
said,
doubt
you're
about
not
it.
You. And then
no
all of a sudden, you're everywhere.
I was never the greatest actor. I went to Seminole High School, and I was a thespian, but I never had anybody say, you know, hey, wow, you're really good. You know, I had to work for everything I had. And it's a good, I think personally, it's a good way to earn things is through hard work instead of just people giving them to you, because it's, you appreciate them more, and it keeps you humble, and it keeps you focused, and you don't lose sight of who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. You know, and as I'm on your Wikipedia page, it's a shame that you really haven't done a whole lot in the movie TV world.
I've been very, very, very fortunate. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Having Burt Reynolds as the owner of the Tampa Bay Bandits before I went to Hollywood was a blessing in disguise, because he introduced me to so many people when I got to L.A., directors, other actors, producers, you know, people that really were influential in my life, and really he got me started in the industry, got me a fast start. I was out of the blocks, and, you know, I was running a 4-1 with Burt Reynolds behind me, you know?
Oh, sure, sure. It's like not, you know, having a great guy, you know, kind of standing up for you certainly is very helpful. And I'm sure every role that you've done is like your children, and we don't have favorites of children, but what was your favorite role?
I got to be honest with you, man. I loved being on All My Children, even though all the action films that I did, the U.S. SEALs, the Delta Force movies, all the military roles I played and cop roles I played, I really, because it was like being 12 again and playing, you know, Army in the backyard with your brothers, I really enjoyed All My Children because it was a daily grind. We had to learn, you know, 10 to 15, sometimes 20 pages of dialogue a day, and I loved working with all these actors and actresses that were so good. Julia Barr, who played Brooke, was phenomenal. I loved working with all the actresses I worked with. It was just awesome, man. It was such a learning process, too. Every day you learn something new because you're in the daily grind of it. Rehearsal, 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 rehearsal. It was a lot like football practice. You go, you know, two-a-days. You're going 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. You got film study in between, and you can barely get enough time to sleep and eat. So, that's how soap operas were. I love that, but trust me, man, the action films was icing on the cake. I felt like I was playing Army with my brothers Tony and Chris in the backyard,
right?
You know, with the stick guns, you know, when you're
right,
like 10 years old.
Now, I've been debating in the back of my mind whether I want to throw this out, because I don't want it to come across wrong coming from a male, but I'm sure being a quote-unquote heartthrob on All My Children certainly didn't hurt.
You know, I was, God blessed me with my mother's looks. You know, I was very fortunate to have more of her looks than my dad. My dad was more of a spark plug because he played football too, you know, and he was thick and ornery, just like my brother Tony that played at the University of Miami. And I got my mother's looks, thank God. You know, I got called a pretty boy a few times, big deal. I made a lot of money, and it was fun.
I'm sure.
I got to kiss Julia Barr. I got to kiss Robin Mattson, who played Janet. There's a lot of girls on that show. I got to kiss for free. I didn't have to pay them.
Yep, and it was work. No, but pay them. You got paid.
Exactly.
So that's taking it one step further. Now I know with everything that you've got going on, you and your brother have started something else, something in the sporting world. And yep. And talk about the website, the caps, the hats. You know, some people call them hats, some people call them caps. You know, talk about what you guys got going on.
You got it. Well, as you know, Randy, how long have we known each other? 25 years. We're old friends, man. Yeah. You know my whole family. Tony played at the University of Miami, and then he went on to play professionally with the Houston Gamblers and Jim Kelly and the Houston Oilers, and then he played with the Vikings for a while, and then he played with Ottawa Rough Riders, and I played with the Ticats, the Bears, the Colts, and Tampa Bay for 3 years, and my brother Chris played at Louisville and then with the Stallions in the CFL. Steve Rector, our partner, played at Western Kentucky. We don't talk about the Hilltoppers too much, but he's a great guy, and the four of us, being ex-athletes and first and foremost, fans of sports. I love what you're doing with Knockout Radio and going to watching all these great fights, man. I love watching fights, whether it's Ultimate, UFC, MMA, sure. Whatever it is. I love watching those guys because they're animals, and it reminds me of my youth. You know, that's how you got to approach a sport, right? You got to be a rabid animal to be successful. So sure. I love watching what you do, bro. And anyways, the four of us. In 1996, my brother Chris and I came up with an idea to change the sports apparel world through the mascots, logos, and numbers that you see on caps. Whether you're a Florida State fan, a USC fan, a Texas fan, an Ohio State fan, whatever fan you are of whatever college or pro team, it could be the Texans, it could be the Tampa Bay Bucks, it could, no matter who it is, if it's a football team that you're a fan of, we use football leather in the mascot, logo, and numbers on those caps. If you're a baseball fan, if you're a Derek Jeter fan, matter of fact, it's on our website right now. We created, because I know Derek from New York when I was on All My Children, we used to do charity events together, and I created a legacy cap for Derek that's made out of baseball leather, you know, what they use in the game, and the stitching for the numbers. Number two is the baseball leather and stitching. If you're a basketball fan, we've got the basketball logos, mascots, and numbers out of basketball leather, and so on. We've got the patents and trademarks for every single sport that is played with a ball, whether it's rugby, tennis, volleyball, you name it, man. Any sport that's played with a ball. And the name of our company is Game Day Ready. If you go to GameDayReady.com, you can check out, all the different hats and designs that we've created. We've got over 200 patents, and we're going international as well. We're doing all the FIFA in Europe and around the world, and we're also doing baseball in the Far East and in South America and the rugby. And, it just goes on and on and on. If you're a fan of any sport that is played with a ball, we're making your caps unique. For 100 years, they've been stitched.
Right.
Nothing different. Now we're using the leather from the ball played in the sport. And so
I was going to say, so if you're a fan of cricket, you can get your hat made of your favorite cricket player's number.
That's exactly correct. And or the ball. We use an applique. Like, for instance, we created hats for Tiger, for Nike, made out of the golf plastic applique in the design of the logo or mascot or number. So if you have a cricket fan, yeah, absolutely. We use the applique and put it on the number on the hat.
Now, can you also
have apparel, so you can do it on the clothing as well? And then we have nutrition. The nutrition is off the chain, man. It's something that's never been done before, and we're really working hard at making it something that will help every single athlete excel during the game. It's something, little things you nibble on, little things you put under your gum, and just gives you extra energy, electrolytes, and all kinds of stuff. So we're really, we're working hard at building this company. We went to Under Armour. We went to New Era. We went to Top of the World. We went to several companies, and they wanted to absorb us. They didn't want the competition. But we have a bigger view of what we want to be, so we didn't sell out. We didn't sell our technology and our techniques and everything else to these companies. We started it ourselves, and we're going to see it through. And it's so much fun, man, because when you're a sports fan, you know, you love going to a college, no matter what college it is, talking to the athletic director and sitting in their box and watching a game and showing them your wares. It's just so much fun, Randy. I mean, I want to take you with me. I want you to see it firsthand.
I think all you got to do is tell me when and where, and I'll be there.
Right on, brother.
You know that. Now, as you're talking about the nutrition for the athletes, what about overweight talk show hosts?
You're not overweight. Come
yeah.
on, man. You know, it's actually our nutrition is extremely healthy. I mean, it's extremely low carbohydrates. There's no sugars. And I know it doesn't sound like it might not be tasty, but it is. We have cafe latte. We have all these different flavors, blueberry, all these different flavors that, you know, naturally flavored that mask anything that might taste bad to anyone, you know, when it comes to protein and all the different elements we put in to keep your energy up during a game. So, like, for instance, I'll just give you an example. Both my brothers, Tony and Chris, their daughters are both phenomenal volleyball players. Tony's daughter is over, Sydney, is over at Dallas Baptist, and she's starting on the varsity team as a freshman. And then we got Cameron, my brother Chris's daughter, that's over at CCC, Clearwater Central, starting as a freshman on their varsity team, and they're number one in the state. And they use our products, and they keep their energy up. It keeps them rocking and rolling, man. And we got it in 30 colleges so far, and it's spread like wildfire. Everybody's catching wind of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously, the nutrition is one-third of our company. The hats is where it's at. Hey, I'm going to use it.
Yeah. Jim, let me ask you this. As, you know, you're talking about your favorite player. What if, you know, you just have a favorite number?
Yeah.
Like, you know, 13's my favorite number. I couldn't tell you. Well, I think Evans wears it in Tampa. But, you know, I don't know many players that wear it. Can you go and contact you guys through the website, gamedayready.com, and just have your favorite number on a hat?
Absolutely. We've created hats for LeBron James. We've created hats for – we have a hat for Johnny Manziel. It's a leather number 2 on Texas A&M's colors. It's beautiful, man. I mean, these hats are – we have Mark Miller out of Louisiana and Houston. We make our hats here in America, you know, because we want to keep the country working. We
sure.
want to keep all our country working, man. So we get everything here inside the United States, and they're going straight to the fans. And if you have a favorite player or a team or whatever the case may be, you go to gamedayready.com, and you'll be able to order it. That's what it's all about. You know, we want everybody to get their favorite hat and cap. I mean, meanwhile, we're dealing with the MLB. We got the NBA, we got the NFL, we're dealing with all the different, the NCAA for all the different colleges. We're going to put out caps for every single college and pro team and eventually high school team in the country because we love it that much. And so are our fans. They want to get it too, get in on it. So if you have just say, for instance, Randy, you have a couple boys that are playing for, let's just say, Tampa Plant. You can get a couple personal hats made for them out of football leather for Tampa Plant.
Wow. You know, or even stepping out even further. Say there's somebody that has a radio show. He could get, you know, hats for a radio show.
You wear a numbered jersey on your radio show?
I have. I've worn your bandit shirt once. Yep, yep. So
it can be done.
But, you know, so it doesn't just have to be that. It can be, you know, companies. How about companies?
We're dealing with, you know what? I don't see why not. They all have logos,
exactly.
And if a company like, let's just say, I'll just be honest with you, Nike. We created the swoosh in football leather, baseball leather, soccer leather, basketball leather. You name it, man. The Nike swoosh is made in every single ball leather on the planet. So it's yes. And whoever's got a logo can have it done in their favorite sport, ball leather.
We need to get you back on when you get back in town. I know you're getting ready to head out. Talk more about Game Day Ready, but obviously get into some other things, some of your other projects. I'd love to have you back on. And we need to get together off the air as well because I want to get involved. This is going to be big time, and I'm excited for you and your brother.
We have a lot of big players. We already have the Manning brothers that we're partnered up with.
Heard of them.
We're working – yeah, Eli and Peyton Manning are working with us on the caps. We actually opened – you know, launched our cap company at their passing academy in Louisiana.
Right.
And we're also, like I said, working with Jeter, and we're working with LeBron James and all those guys. We're making caps for all these guys. So I can't wait to see you again either, man. It's been a couple months since I've seen you. And have fun out there, and keep your nose to the grindstone. I look forward to seeing you, brother.
We will touch base soon. Say hi to the family. Say hi to your mom for me, and we'll talk soon.
All right,
Jim.
Have a good one.
Take
man.
Care. Jim Fitzpatrick, check out his website, gamedayready.com. We will give away a hat, a cap. We'll do it through Twitter. We'll do it through Facebook. And I'll make all those announcements and do all those posts after the show. I didn't ask Jim for permission. So obviously, I just need to let him know that I'm going to do it. And then we will definitely do that. All right, we are way over. We're going to hit a break. When we come back, we'll get a hold of Chris Jensen, better known as Big Boy in the Tampa Bay area. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Lobster lovers, don't miss the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival September 26th through the 28th. There will be plenty of freshly cooked homemade lobsters, craft beers, ribs, chicken, Italian ice, and other succulent food selections prepared by some of the area's most popular local restaurants. Experience three fun-filled days of live, non-stop musical entertainment performed by some of Tampa Bay's most popular bands. Don't miss this memorable experience. This is the event of the season, and patrons will be talking about it long after the most tasty crustacean is consumed at the festival. The Palm Harbor Lobster Festival benefits the world-famous Suncoast Primate Sanctuary located in Palm Harbor. Patrons will enjoy fresh, live Maine lobsters cooked to order courtesy of Tampa Bay's Lobster Haven. Presented by the North Pinellas Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival is sponsored by WTAN Radio, Swamp Ale Beer, Bayshore Signs, Been There, Dump That, and The Taste of Tampa Bay Magazine. For more information, visit the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival on Facebook or visit www.suncoastprimates.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Ice Lindell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, UFC 178. Tomorrow night, Demetrius Johnson defends his flyweight title. We're going to run down the main event. We'll run down the main event of the prelims, which will be on Fox Sports 1. We'll do that momentarily. We have already given away, we do have a winner for the pair of tickets for the upcoming fight card up in Crystal River. On the phone with us right now is the promoter. He is the accountant. He is the trainer. And he will also clean up after the event in Crystal River. Chris Big Boy Jensen. Chris, how are you?
Oh, very good, very good. How are you, Randy?
Not too bad. I want to let you know we gave away a pair of tickets, and it was a very easy trivia question. I asked the first person to Facebook, text, tweet, smokescreen, hand deliver, Federal Express, whatever, where the hell Crystal River is, will win a pair of tickets.
Nice. You know, Crystal River is an awesome town. I grew up there. I'm originally from Tampa, but when I was, 15 years old, my parents moved me up there. It's where my mom's family was from. And I did my high school years up there, and that's where I started wrestling, and that's where I got into this business. Well, now that I'm not fighting anymore and I've decided to go ahead and venture on my own and do my own promotion, I decided that it's kind of a territorial thing here in the Central Florida and the Florida area with this amateur mixed martial arts. And I don't want to step on anyone's toes, so the only place that I could really go that made sense that no one could say, give me any problems about going and doing an MMA show was my hometown of Crystal River. And they don't have very many of them there. So this is going to be huge for those people. And it's very, it's a very big fight. I got over a dozen fights. I got you judging. You know what I mean? So these people are going to definitely get a taste of some fun for the weekend, especially when Randy Harris is in town.
Where exactly is the event being held? Because I've read the flyer. I do know how to read. So occasionally I do read things. And it says, is this event in a mall?
Yeah. It's actually in the Crystal River Mall. There's an old Belk Lindsay's that used to be there, and they gutted it out and turned it into a little kind of event area where they have concerts and luncheons and conferences and stuff. So, yeah, it's right in the Crystal River Mall. It's going to have a great – there's a huge capacity. I can fit over 1,000 people in there, so it works out really good.
Now, from my standpoint, that means there'll be a food court close.
That's true. There will be a food court plus. There will also be alcohol there. We'll be serving beer and alcohol as well. So everybody's going to be set up. We're going to have a great VIP section, general admission. I'm getting some of the Harleys from Harley Davidson and Crystal River are coming in. We're going to step them out as demo bikes and good stuff like that. So the event's called Rumble and Thunder. I threw it the same weekend as they have Biketoberfest, trying to, give everybody on the East Coast, the West Coast something to do rather than just having to go to the East Coast and go to Daytona. So.
On the phone with us right now, Chris, a Big Boy Jensen, head trainer, runs Tiger's World. We're going to talk about that in a second. We just had Jim Fitzpatrick on, who is a TV star, a movie star. He's doing a lot of things. He just opened up a website called Game Day Ready. And I asked him to talk about the process of putting a movie together, of putting a movie script together. I'm going to ask you the same thing, Chris. Talk to us about and give the fans an idea of what it takes. You're sitting in your office there and you decide, I'm going to do an event in Crystal River. Now walk us through the process of putting this whole thing together.
You know, it's funny. It's weird. I just got goosebumps from you asking me that question. But, it's a long time. There's so much involved into running a promotion, even an amateur promotion. It's not easy. And luckily, I'm basically an intern under Joe Valdez with the Real Fighting Championships for the past 2 years. And he's taught me, so he's helped me. And where it starts is you've got to find that date. You've got to pick that date, and you've got to stick to that date. And about 3 months ago, I picked this date, October the 18th. I was going to originally have the show in Ocala, but things fell through with some legal issues, and instead we moved to Crystal River. But it's just a process. The way I explain it, and this is how I explain it, is it's almost like playing Candy Crush on your phone and being addicted to it. Because I spend more time on my phone talking to fighters, talking to the doctors, talking to the physicians, EMTs, just getting everybody on the same page so that on October the 18th, we can give a great quality product to the fans, to the fighters, and, they're represented well and it looks professional. So Knockout Radio sponsoring, so I got to make it look good, Randy.
Yeah, there you go. Let me ask you this, because, we talk about this on Knockout Radio all the time about showing favoritism and what appears to be favoritism, and that's why a lot of things that I've read of some judges and stuff, I purposely don't have any fighters on my Facebook page, and I'm not friends with fighters because, if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. And to be blatantly honest to you and anybody else, I could care less who wins. My job is to judge, and the guy who wins, wins. As a promoter, and we've seen promoters across the state of Florida, across the country, for that matter, across the world, where it senses like there is favoritism. They're my fighter. I'm the promoter, but that's my fighter as well. How difficult is it as a promoter of this to kind of step back and do your job without saying, I know this guy, I don't know that guy?
That's a good question. And the thing is, and especially like you, you're in this business so long, you know everybody, and like myself, I've been in this business for a long time, and I've been in every angle of it, refereed, et cetera, et cetera. So I know all these guys. So it's hard. I will admit, it's hard to not start going favoritism, to not try to match about on your buddy's behalf. But you have to remember that at the end of the day, this is basically a portrait that you're presenting to people, and it has to look good. So if I have 10 fights on my card and they all finish in the first round, then I didn't do a good job as a matchmaker or a promoter. But if I got 10 fights on my card and they all went to a decision and they were all split decisions, I know that was a good fight. I know the fans are happy with me. I know my peers are happy with me, and I know I'm not going to get criticized too much. So as far as favoritism goes in these promotions, it's hard because these guys, they're hard here. They'll criticize you. The other promoters will criticize you. Your competition will come after you. So I don't favoritism anybody. The only person I really like to favoritism a little bit is the guys that are on my team, but I don't do, don't get me wrong, I don't favoritism in a right way. I put my guys against the toughest opponents, and I get criticized for that sometimes. So, and the reason I do that is for them. I know this sport, I know, you know, I've been in it, and I know what, you know, at the end of the day, favoritism, I think, is going to be more me giving you a fighter that you guys get fight of the night, or a fighter that you get to run through in the first round. Which one do you think the crowd's going to be more happy with?
No. Sure. You know, Chris, and it's funny that you brought that up, because I've talked to people at events, and it depends on who you're talking to. A fan may say a first-round knockout's the greatest thing. As a judge, I agree with you. You know, I want a matchup. I want a good fight. I want a competitive fight, and it's difficult to find a balance of those knockouts, which are exciting for the fans. But, you know, the three-round decision, there have been a couple fights where I don't really know, you know, and that's what you want to judge. You know, when it's so easy that you can fill out that scorecard before the fight's even over, that's not a fight that I find exciting. I like when, you know, and you only have, and this is what I've tried to explain, you know, on Knockout Radio, as a competent judge, I was taught you have to be able to, as soon as that bell rings, the round's over, you have to put that pen to paper and say who won. You can't start thinking, you know, and that's, you know, what fans are looking for as well, those competitive, good fights, and I'm sure that that's a challenge for you as well.
Yeah, you know, that's the best thing about it too, Randy, and that's a good thing about you as well, having you as judging at an event, is that I know that you're not going to show favoritism. I know that you're making that decision. I know what you're looking for. And to be honest, not to blow your head up or anything, but when I have you judging one of my events, whether I'm working, if it's my event or whether I'm just working, I do normally have a little bit of ease knowing that there's not going to be a bad decision made, you know, because sometimes bad decision can you make and it can change the whole effect of the crowd, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And we've been to some of those.
Yes, sir.
You know, and it is a little different, and it's good and it's bad, but, and I know we're running out of time, but one of the things that I want you to address real quickly, and I think we only have like, you know, two and a half minutes left, is I love amateur fights because it's guys that are fighting, they're scratching, they're clawing, they're doing whatever they can do to get to the next level. And I've seen their faces when you walk in a cage with Joe Valdez and say, Joe Valdez is now offering you a professional contract, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, Joe, I was just in the office with Joe today. We're working on the RFC card in November, and we were actually scouting this event for the new pool because we're creating a pool of fighters that the RFC can use, and we use these amateur guys. Well, Joe, he asks me. He's a busy man. He works more than one job. He's more than just the RFC. So he'll ask me, big boy, what do you think about Austin McRae, or what do you think about this kid or this kid? And I let him know because, you know, we're there all the time. It's either me working the show or I know the person that's working the show. So we know these fighters. And to be able to tell these fighters that, hey, you're fighting amateur, you might not be getting paid, but guess what? I'm going to plateau your career and put you into the professionals.
I did this on purpose. We have 1 minute left, so I'm going to give you 20 seconds. I like you up until now. I like you as an MMA promoter. I hate you as a freaking trainer, just so you know that.
Yeah. Well, probably because it's been a hell of a week, and I probably missed your appointment this week, and you're ready to castrate me, but we got to get you back in here, Randy, for real. I'm sorry about this week. It was crazy. I've been passing out tickets to the fighters. Next week, we'll get right back on it. So.
No, I wasn't talking about that way, but you brought it up. That's on you. I'm just saying how I enjoy coming in. Tiger's World, throw the address out.
I got to be honest with you, Randy, and your listeners and people you work with. This is for Randy. You know, since he came in about 4 months, you've been with me now training.
Yep, pretty much.
I've seen you lose weight. Okay, I don't care if you don't see it. I've seen your performance as far as working out go up. I've seen your stamina go up, and you're doing awesome. Matter of fact, guys,
we will talk more about this with you, Chris, next week. We are out of time. I am coming to you live by UFC 178 at the MGM Grand. Catch us out on Twitter at Knockout Radio. Thanks, Chris.